Former President Bill Clinton argued that the political choice between left and right was a false one. He proposed a more centrist road, which he called a third way. As Democrats look toward 2004, commentator Matt Miller says it's time they found another road.
The time has come for a fourth way, which would look a lot like the new Democrats' third way might if it were backed by serious government money. It's one thing to say we need to move beyond left and right, as Bill Clinton's third way did, and to pursue liberal goals through market-friendly means. The problem is that Democrats have been too scared to pony up real money since Clinton's health plan went down in 1994. And without adequate funding, this once new Democratic positioning has offered symbols instead of solutions. That's a stand easily blurred by President Bush, whose own version of compassion masks a deeply conservative agenda. What would a new fourth way look like? Take health coverage. The old left wants to expand direct government programs like Medicaid. George W. Bush, in his own third-way fashion, has suggested tax subsidies to help buy 6 million of today's uninsured by private coverage. Democrats today, in a fourth way, should endorse a tax-based approach as well, but shout, what about the other 36 million Americans with no coverage? The substantive virtue of this new approach for Democrats is that it could solve big problems and rely on conservative-sounding approaches, such as tax subsidies for health coverage and market-based pay for teachers. This appeals to Democrats, moderate Republicans, and independents. But its chief political virtue, in my view, would be a vision of America that can't be me-too'd by the GOP. President Bush won't offer a plan that enables every uninsured American to buy health coverage. He won't say the federal government has a role in raising teacher pay in inner cities to attract the talent needed to truly leave no child behind. The president will never say that full-time work in America should bring a $9 an hour living wage, and that when jobs pay less than that, government should help make up the difference. President Bush won't say these things because he wants to keep cutting taxes for the wealthiest Americans, and he can't do both. Only when Democrats offer policies equal to these problems can the charade of Bush's so-called compassion, the key to his centrist appeal, be exposed. Building a new fourth way will mean hard choices on spending and taxes. It will mean casting these issues in a broader story about preparing for the baby boomers' retirement, an economic challenge that will require every American to be operating at his or her full potential. It won't be easy. But it's the only way to transcend the dead end that the new Democrats' unpaid-for third way has become.
The comments of Matt Miller, a senior fellow at Occidental College and host of Left, Right, and Center, produced at member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.